So I wanted to do the same set of prompts. I might do a few less just in the name of what time it is, but I want to do the same prompts, but this time we're going to do it in relationship with a collective we identify with. So again, I might not do every single prompt, but I want to take us through this again. If you'll choose a collective you identify with, Kelsey did it naturally. You could hear that Kelsey was speaking on behalf of personal experience as well as all women, right? So, but now choose any collective you identify with. I like to keep it really open, so I don't like to say too much more about it, but if anyone's stuck with like, wait, what do you mean? Just let me know and I can say more about it. So if I chose white women in the South, I was raised in Virginia. If I chose white women in the South and then walked through these prompts, I'm answering on behalf of white women in the South, people who are socialized to be women. I'm not just talking about like gender, I'm talking about gender socialization, not physicality. So those answers would be really different than my husband's, who was raised until he left the church, Mormon in Provo, Utah, as a child. Like his responses would be different. Okay, so pick any collective. Could be, it could just be, I was speaking with a friend the other night about the culture in one work environment versus the culture in another work environment. And this person was saying you could drop in this work environment and recognize it as this work environment just by how people are in the meeting. You'd walk in, they'd be reading the notes, they'd be going by line item. A different organization, you might walk in and they might be like, I don't know, holding hands. Peace in schools, we start our meetings holding hands. No, we don't really, but kinda. Okay, so you could be answering on behalf of a collective that you work with. What's the orientation within that collective? Okay. All right. Everybody got a collective? In order to be loved, we need to. And I'm going to go a little faster this time just because we've done these. But if one's really juicy for you, stay with it, and I'll just keep rolling. In order to be loved, we need to. During times of conflict, we should. If you're not feeling this exercise, don't be afraid to close your journal, meditate, just take care of yourself. This is optional, just if interesting to explore. During times of conflict, we should. We deserve. We deserve. will be comfortable when. Will be comfortable when. Will be happy when. Will be happy when. We know we should avoid. We know we should avoid. To feel or be successful, we need to. And we never seem to be able to. We never seem to be able to. All right, we're going to be taking a break soon, but go ahead and look over this map now. See what you notice about the conditioning on behalf of the collective. What do you see? What stands out about it? How is it different or the same as the conditioning that you first mapped out? Just take a few moments for notes. We're looking at the intersection of personal and collective. So I'm suggesting we have what we think of as a personal ego, or the illusion of a self that when we're identified with it, we perceive we're separate from life, and I'm suggesting we have a collective ego.